Yes, this would be daily communication where we can contact people daily. And the key is helping new converts grow. And we're not talking about a new converts class, because we'll have those also. We're talking about a daily communication, just calling and checking on people. How many know that the devil checks on them every moment of every day? Amen. And we say that we love them, then we say, we love you, but see you next week. Now, I don't know about you, but if you had an infant baby and you said, I'll get you some milk, now I'll see you next week. All right? I believe there's going to be some upset. All right.
That baby's going to be screaming. All right.
So we start with 1 Peter 2:2 as newborn babes, the desire of the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And we're going to get into our lesson in a minute, but what does it look like? We talked about they were saved by faith, by the grace of God, by the gospel, by the gift of God. They're not saved by feelings. There's a fellowship that comes with it, that the falsehoods we have to be aware of. And we have to have follow through. They're not a failure. We give them that they get the revelation of the resurrected life, and which brings them resolutes. And so tonight, I ain't going to get into that. I don't like reading all this stuff. Y'all need somebody else if y'all looking for somebody to read to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just enough to do this. Matter of fact, next week I think I'm going back to preaching and teaching. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something different. Hallelujah. So in 1 Peter chapter 2 tonight, we're going to look at our study tonight as newborn babes that are desiring the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. And he says, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And I'm so thankful for it. The grace of God that abounds. What the Lord said in my heart, it takes 21 days to break a habit or to form a habit. We bring someone in, we ask them to change their lives and accept Christ, amen, and then we leave them to the wolves. Yeah. Right? I mean, come on. I wonder how many of us will have to give an account before the Father for the ones we left to the wolves. Amen. Amen. Because we have a responsibility as his children to rear them up and help them grow. So tonight, first thing we're going to look at, that they're a new creation. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The word of God says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, this continues. The apostle is not just saying that God has reconciled you and I, but he's given us the ministry to help reconcile others to him. Amen. When you think of the word reconciliation, what comes to your mind?
Renewing.
Reunited. So, the new believer, we have the regeneration. To regenerate something. It first was generated, right? And to regenerate it is to recharge it. In our old cars, our generator that fed our batteries, if our generator went bad, what happened to the car? It wouldn't start. Because nothing was charging the battery, and the battery was being drained. So he says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. You know, so we're speaking to them, we're bringing to light to them that they're being regenerated, being recharged. How many know that in this world that we live in, it has a tendency to drain you? Come on, come on. Especially with everything we're facing in the world now, there's a drainage, there's a pull, there's a draw, and it drains you. So we have to be constantly connected to be regenerated, to be recharged. I don't know you about you, but I got to get with the Holy Ghost every morning. I got to get on fire just for the day, all right? You know, it's just like this morning, keep us in prayer, we got another unit out. We have to have another new unit of air conditioning. That one over there is not working now. So, and they came out. So they're old and it's time for a new one. Amen. So this speaks about being the renewal. I love what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 12, verse 2. As we're training them up as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, old things have become new, that they have to be recharged, they have to be regenerated. It's a daily recharging. Amen. And in verse number 2, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. And what the Apostle Paul is saying is, not only are we regenerated, but our mind is renewed every day. Now, how many know that this world has a tendency to corrupt our mind? All right? And if the world is corrupting our mind, we have to renew our thinking. So to renew our speaking, I can't be conformed to this world. I need to be transformed by the renewing of my mind that I may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Amen? So as we're looking at this, thirdly, we're redressing. We're redressing. I love what the apostle said in Colossians chapter 3. Verse number 10. And have put on the new man. I'm redressed. I'm putting something on. Amen. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. So I'm being renewed. I'm being regenerated. Amen. I'm being renewed. I'm being redressed. I'm taking the old off and I'm putting on something new. What I'm putting on is the robe of righteousness that the Lord has purchased for you, me and you, and you and I. Amen? So I'm going into the Holy Ghost dressing room. I'm reminding myself who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen? And what we have to do is we have to constantly remind new converts and new believers of who they are, that God will regenerate them, that God will renew them, and God will redress them, you know? Dress them up, amen? And when I'm talking about dressing, I'm not talking about what clothes they wear, though God will change the way some people dress.
That's right.
Amen? Secondly, are you with me? There's the new condition. I just used John 3:16 for this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. So I have a new condition. There was an old rock and roll song that went like this. It said, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Right? Amen? So what we're saying is, as a new creation, the eternal life. And I love what John says in John 17:3. You have to constantly remind the new believer who they are in Christ. And there's the benefits of eternal life. John 17:3, and this is a life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. The eternal life. The eternal life comes to them through the eternal love of God. I thank God for his love, man. Yes. Amen. In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1, the Word of God says, but what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Amen. So when he was speaking to me about this, he was speaking to me not about only that, but he's talking about the internal lifting, being lifted. He's the glory and the lifter of our heads. And Romans chapter 5, verse 15, the Apostle Paul writes, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded to many. Amen. So we find that the new condition that we found, we have eternal life through God's eternal love, and he's constantly lifting us. You know, he's the glory in the lifter of my head. So, he's the glory in the lifter of... Okay, I'm not supposed to sing that, I guess. Colossians chapter 1, we're looking at the new continuation. Continuation. How many know that we're to continue in the things of God? We've got to... We got to work around reaching these people because the world is trying to kill them. And everything we got to do, we've got to come up with some things to minister to these people.
Well, so you hate them more now than you did before.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really hated them before because he had them and was choking them.
Right.
Now he really hates them.
That's right.
You done yanked them out of his
Right. If you're a non-believer, you didn't give Satan any kind of trouble. But being a believer, you give him all kinds of trouble because you hand him Jesus.
Right. Amen. 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 So we got to put this stuff to work. You know, and even you got the summertime when it's even harder because everybody wants to go everywhere. All right. Now I understand. Don't enjoy your vacation. But when you vacate, you're also in just a different location to share Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. When I go on vacation, if I wasn't in church here, I'd be in church wherever I was going. I'd visit a church wherever I'm at. You know, I'm just, you know, I don't think I've ever missed a Sunday unless I wasn't able to be there because I was sick and couldn't get out of bed. And I would think probably if I look back, I'd probably only miss probably... two or three Sundays in 20 years, you know? I'm just, you know? I love Jesus. I love being with the brothers and sisters of Christ. I love what the Holy Spirit does. Amen. When I see all this adversity coming, that's coming, I know I'm getting ready for a heyday in Christ. Amen. I know there's a blessing that follows every storm. Hallelujah. Amen. The adversary, he knows what's going on. But the Word of God says in Colossians 1:23, he said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. That we're trying to help them to be grounded and settled. Amen. This calls for to be steadfast. You know, the Apostle Paul said in In 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, when it doesn't seem like you're having an effect, look out. Amen. You know, and God calls us to be steady. How many know that there's a lot of confusion in the world that we're living in right now?
Amen.
You know, now there's a new separation that's coming to the body of Christ, and it's the vaccination that's going to separate the body also. Just, you know, that's the next phase of Satan's divide. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. He does that by division. Amen. In Psalm 16, the psalmist says this, I have set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand. I shall not be moved. We used to sing that when I was a kid in church. I shall not be moved. Huh? You tell her. Marley knows all the words. She just doesn't sing it out. You're adding the other song into it. Butch got the mixer going thing. Hallelujah. So this calls for saintliness. That's a new word. You probably won't find that in your dictionary. Saintliness. It's a Carl word. Is it in the dictionary? Saintliness? Mm-hmm. I have to check. Definition of saintliness. It is. Quality of being saintly. First Peter chapter 3 verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And what the Lord was saying, that they're a new creation. They've been regenerated. They've been renewed. They're to be redressed. There's a new condition. The new condition is eternal life. They have God's eternal love, and he will constantly be lifting them. A new continuation to be steadfast. This calls for steadiness and for saintliness. And what I did is I filled out, I didn't, my wife did, everybody a cheat sheet. Sis, stop picking on me. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see you writing too many notes there. You did? Okay. Again, I believe God's going to pour out a spirit like never before. I mean, there's a massive harvest of souls that is coming to the kingdom. And what the Lord was speaking to me, he said, no more. I said, what? He said, no more. He said, I don't want you to lose them no more. Amen. And he said, we're a team and a body, and we need to reach out to people and minister to people, and once a week isn't going to work. Once a week didn't work for you.
Well, I call them, they'll get my answer, I text them.
That's right. Once a week didn't work for you, and it won't work for them either. So he says to spiritually adopt them, and he's just asking for a 21-day outreach to them to help them form a new habit. And the new habit is to getting in the Word every day. And you could say, you could send your, how many of your children, now you have some children that do, but how many of your children, if you didn't make them do their homework, would do their homework when they were little? Dusty, to do your homework. Lord, you're in church, Dusty. In other words, they had to be encouraged to do it. Right? And that's what the Lord is, that's what the Lord is saying. We have to encourage them to make it a habit of getting the Word. And what we're doing is we're calling them every day, and we're just with one verse of Scripture, and we're just going to pray for them over that Scripture and talk to them a little bit about that Scripture. And then we'll get them to the habit of every day, open your Bible when you call. Do you have your Bible? Get your Bible out. Look here. Get them to open it up.
Yep.
All right? Right.
To the new believer.
Right.
You know, there's always seems to be a group in church that is, you know, just fragmented from the church.
Right.
And they don't have the enthusiasm about the house of God.
Right.
And you don't want people, you don't want new converts to get in with that group.
Right. Right. People aren't going to get excited about what you're not excited about.
I used to drive Charles nuts.
Yeah.
I called him almost every day. He said, you got your Bible? No, I asked him a question. He said, you got your Bible? No. Get your Bible then. Let's look it up. Mm-hmm. So we'll look up what I was talking about, asking him about.
Right. Amen.
Now, there you go. Next time. Yeah. Then he gave me a big old strong cordance. I wore that out.
Right. Amen. Amen. So let me close this up. I forgot to turn off the recording. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. We thank you for your word. And we're looking at 21 days, Father God, to help new believers to get in new habits and form new habits in their lives, Father God. And we thank you for the harvest of souls. We thank you for the workers. Your word declares the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. To pray ye, therefore the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. So, Father God, it takes all parts. It takes the harvesters. It takes the workers, Father God. It takes the processors, Father God. It takes all parts working together for the good. So, Lord, I thank you for every man and woman that's here tonight, Father God, and I speak blessings upon them. Be with them this week, Father God. Strengthen them in your power and might. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.